want to talk about a sefer somewhat moved and inspired by Shabbos. So that would be appropriate to think about the sefer Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, to try to describe the sefer a little bit. In particular, there is some fascinating background as to the sefer itself. We'll begin with a little bit of the potential background and speak about the way people have related to the sefer, with some, I think, very well-known lines from some achronim, and hopefully that can at least open up what is a very important and well-known sefer. Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the great Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban referred to in Tshuvas, Rabbeinu Yonah was referred to as an Ish Elokim Kadosh Hu, Harafa Chasid Rabbi Yonah. That's how the Ramban referred to him, and the Ramban calls you an Ish Elokim and Kadosh. That's a decent Haskama that we would all very much love to have. Rabbeinu Yonah was a very unique Rishon in that he wrote both about the world of Halacha, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah on the back of Mesechas Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah on Mesechas Sanhedrin, Rabbeinu Yonah on Mesechas, whatever, a couple different, and Baba Basra. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a lot in the real Lamdin in that world of the Rashba and the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yonah also wrote a lot about Musar. He wrote Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Musar. He wrote in a couple of different Sfarim, but probably most famous is the Sefer Shari Tshuva. There is what is often said over as the background to the Sefer Shari Tshuva. We'll reflect upon it in a minute. What they often say about the Sefer Shari Tshuva was that Rabbeinu Yonah was very much opposed to the Rambam's writings in the Maimonidean controversy in times that we showed him. Rabbeinu Yonah was very opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah. Was on the non-Rambam side. Don't learn Mor Nevuchim, don't learn some of the other form of the Rambam. In general, there are issues. And eventually, with the way the Mitzvah said over, when there was a big Sreifas HaTalmud, when the Gemara was burned a bunch of years after, a decade or so after, I think, Rabbeinu Yonah, that caused a process of tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah realized I made a big mistake, and the way that he was going to fix and get that tshuva was going to be a combination of writing the Sefer Shari Tshuva and trying to make his way to Eretz Yisrael, to Daven, at the Kever of the Rambam, in order to be able to ask forgiveness for that. Is that story actually true? And is that the way that Shari Tshuva was written? So that's where things are actually not so clear at all. Rabbi Leibowitz this morning, in a very off-the-cuff WhatsApp voice note to me, I only catch the Mar Makom, but Rabbi Leibowitz, who certainly has a background in the world of the Rishonim and a background in all those things, Rabbi Leibowitz did say as follows, which is confirmed, but at least I was able to come across online. We do know that Rabbeinu Yonah initially was certainly opposed to the Rambam's writings. That much we know, although we don't know his actual involvement, whether he was like the primary guy or not. We do know that we have Mekoros, at least from those that were on the pro-Rambam side, that Rabbeinu Yonah did regret what he did. We also know that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a sefer called Shari Tshuva. Do we know that all of those things are per se linked? The answer is not really. We don't really have evidence before maybe 100 years ago of people talking about how the sefer Shari Tshuva, at least Rabbi Leibowitz, is off-the-cuff knowledge. It didn't seem like he was in the sugya so much. But off the cuff, he was not convinced, which doesn't seem like online also. There isn't really that Mar Makom that says the Sefer Shari Tshuva was written as part of Rabbeinu Yonah's actual process of Tshuva. In fact, the Chida wrote a great Sefer called Shem HaGedolim, where he speaks about a little bit different Gedolim and some of their Sfarim. And under Shari Tshuva, he points out if you go through Shari Tshuva, it definitely seems like there were other sections of the Sefer of Shari Tshuva, maybe beyond just the Tshuva section, maybe it was part of a larger work. It wasn't just about, you know, Tshuva and the like. So that's not really so clear. Nevertheless, the Sefer Shari Tshuva, a Sefer focused primarily on the idea of Tshuva, is one which is an immensely, immensely popular Sefer. And let me try to give some quotes just to highlight it and then explore one additional element of it. The Rashbat, one of the great Rishonim, in his Hakdama to the Sefer Magid Avos, says about many of the Shari Tshuva editions, quote all these statements in the beginning. It's in a lot of these Sfarim. They quote that he said about Rabbeinu Yonah, V'lo kam kamohu medaber b'yiras Hashem. There isn't anyone else like Rabbeinu Yonah who speaks about Yiras Shemayim. Limshoch libos b'nei adam ledarchei achasidus. The Shari Tshuva is a Sefer which can bring people in to strengthen their Yiras Shemayim in a very powerful and in a very, very meaningful way. They say Rabbi Kiva Eger said about the Sefer Shari Tshuva, he's a little bit even like scared of Shari Tshuva. It's so intense, it's so real, and it's also so impactful and so chashuv as far as its role as a Musar Sefer. The Chavetz Chaim very famously pointed out something else in addition to Shari Tshuva. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you know, you're going to learn my Sefer in Lashon Hara. And you're going to see as you go through my Sefer Lashon Hara that I try to write a halachic Sefer. Part of what he was trying to do was to show that Lashon Hara, there are halachic shilas of when you can speak, what is appropriate, what's not appropriate. So says the Chavetz Chaim, you're going to see I'm quoting Shari Tshuva. And you're probably going to say, why are you quoting a Musar Sefer in the middle of a halachic work? Like, what are you doing? It's not fair. The Musar Sfarim, of course, are going to say certain things. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's as follows. Sefer Shari Tshuva is a Musar Sefer. But if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, it's written by Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah is very precise in the way that he writes Shari Tshuva, that everything he says is also true halacha l'maisa. And when he speaks about Lashon Hara, so he's very, very precise to make sure it's the Maamar Chazal. What he's saying is really a leave of the MS true, because some of us know this. I mean, you know, it's like you hear a person that gives a Mushr Shmuz. They're giving Mushr Shmuz about Tefillah, Mushr Shmuz about Tshuva. Sometimes you say things that are a little bit like, you know, over the top to try to like inspire or move the crowd. A person does that sometimes. Not everything you hear in a Mushr Shmuz, but someone says like, even as a more common example, someone says, this is like the most important mitzvah to do right now. Do they really mean it's more important than Emunah? Do they really mean it's more important than, you know, whatever it is? Like, there's no Isser as bad right now as X. Is it really as bad as murder? Like really your shirt's of Avodah Zarah or full-blown Gilei Arayos? You know, like sometimes people speak in a bit of an hyperbole, an exaggerated statement. And says Chavetz Chaim, not Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah's Sefer Shari Tshuva is a Sefer which is really true, even Halacha L'maisa. Even lahalacha, and that becomes what is a line the Chavetz Chaim quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhner. Reb Chaim Volozhner, the great Talmud of the Gra, author of Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhner apparently said as follows: there are lots of different Musar Sfarim, and it's not clear which Musar Sefer is the best for which person. Some Musar Sfarim are really good for, you know, some people love the Sefer Reishis Chachma, some people love the Sefer Chovos HaLevavot, some people love the Sefer Mesilat Yesharim. And you go around the room during Musar Seder, and you'll see everyone's learning their own Sfarim, whatever does it for them. But Seder Chaim Volozhner, Ulam, Sefer Echad Yeshno Shu Matim L'chol Ish Yehudi. There's one Sefer which is fit, which is appropriate for every single Jew, B'chol Hazmanim, at all times, U'v'chol HaTkufos, in all different eras. Don't say, that used to be the Sefer, but nowadays it's a little bit down in all eras. Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Until Geula, there's one Sefer which is good for everybody, that is the Sefer Shari Tshuva. Why is the Sefer Shari Tshuva good for everybody? Because it is miyusod bi'ikaro al ha'halacha. And it's written by one of the Rishonim. So sometimes Musar resonates this idea with me. This a different idea resonates with you. It moves you, it inspires you. Because the Sefer Shari Tshuva is written by Rabbeinu Yonah, and it has within it a certain sensitivity to describing la halacha even what's necessary. So halacha is always true. Halacha in every generation needs to learn those things. The Sefer ends up becoming very relevant in each generation. So Sefer Shari Tshuva, it's a Sefer on Tshuva. We have other Rishonim that also wrote Sfarim on Tshuva, like the Meiri wrote Hebrew on Tshuva. But Rabbeinu Yonah is certainly like the most, I would say, well-known Sefer of a Rishon on Tshuva. When you learn even modern-day Sfarim on topics relating to Tshuva, so Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll hear Rabbeinu Yonah get quoted a lot. If you open up a Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, Chelek Beis, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, his Shmuzin, Rav Shani Yom Kippur, and about Tshuva. So Rabbi Aaron, a lot of it is going to be based on the Sefer. A lot of it is going to be citations and quotes from the Sefer Shari Tshuva. It's true in all worlds, in all scenes. The Sefer Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, gets quoted a lot, but he also gets quoted in halachic and lumdish discussions. So a person speaking about, as an example, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so one of the primary Rishonim, according to that sugya, is Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, what's pshat in that mitzvah, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And it's true lahalacha also, you know, people will quote him even. The special mitzvah, rechiv of Tshuva, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah gets quoted a lot by Lamdanim, by Bali Halacha, by Bali Machshava. It's an amazingly important and fundamental sefer. Fine, the gate goes to the fundamentals of Tshuva, moving a person, as Rashbats wrote there, that he is uniquely qualified to bring a person to a state of Yerushalayim. That's the reason why it's a sold-out kind of book. It's the reason why there are so many different editions of the Sefer Shari Tshuva. And we nowadays are zocha, it's a little bit of Rishonim are hard to read. We nowadays are zocha to lots of different editions of Shari Tshuva with footnotes on the bottom, where what people do, some of them give more of like a translation to help us understand what's going on. Some of them, because the Sefer is so popular, so many other sort of achronim now are talking about ideas in Shari Tshuva, that you have footnotes of people who have put out editions of Shari Tshuva, collecting what people have said about Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. What they've done with his ideas, take it further, certainly a very fundamental and very, very important work, Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva.